Good afternoon, folks. I am talking to you from an extremely wet Leinster. It's absolutely hammering down and has been all day. It's horrible. It really is awful. Bloody awful.
And cold,
yeah. Just to add insult to injury, it's cold as well. We're doing all right. Apart from being cold and wet. went into town today and actually had a flu jab. I had one done a couple of years ago. And I haven't sort of got around to doing it since. But I did it today in the boots in Leinster. So that was all good. So hopefully I won't have too many side effects from that. I didn't last time. I was pretty good, actually, to be fair. And there's been a slight change of plan. My plan originally, as you know, was to stay with Kate until today, and then I was going to go up to Wales to stay with my folks until Monday. I've actually decided to stay on an extra week in Leinster because, well, for a couple of reasons. A, just because I'm having a really nice time and Yay. Kate asked me to stay anyway.
I'm glad she's not desperate to go home.
She thought I would have been desperate to go back home by now. And also, I've decided to look at a few properties while I'm down here because if you want somewhere, we've discovered that if you want to find somewhere in the town, you know, in the central Leinster, they're like gold dust. They really are. They go sort of as soon as they come onto the market, they're gone. So I thought, well, I just will have a few viewings, get a feel for what sort of prices I'm looking at, what sort of sizes I'm looking at for the money, you know, when I could move, what sort of agency fees I'm looking at. So I decided to do that. We went out and we did view a couple this afternoon, and there may possibly be another one this evening, so we might have to go back out in the wet.
Yeah.
Joy. Which is a bit of a pain because we were supposed to be going into Hereford to meet friends, to meet Lou and stuff, but it's one of those really difficult situations where I've missed out on two really good houses, actually, and I was really peed off because they just, I know, I rang. Kate's mum saw them in the paper. We rang about them and they'd gone.
Yeah.
And it was like, the paper only came out yesterday? And she said, well, unfortunately, if you find, you know, places in Leinster to do, you know, they come out and they, you know, if they're in good locations, they're gone. If I wanted to live out in the sticks, I could probably get something, but I don't want to live out in the sticks because that's kind of defeating the object. So I'm going to be viewing, hopefully, another one this evening, is quite a good one because it's not far from the train station and central town and all the rest of it. And I could easily walk to and from Kate as well, which is good. Hmm. Like I said, it means that I've let people down, which I don't like doing as a rule, but it's one of those things at the moment that you have to sort of think, well, what's my priority? And my priority at the moment is finding somewhere to live. So that's what's happening with me. So I've just sent Chris a message and said, can I ask you a massive favour? Can you look after the birds a bit longer? Hopefully that'll be okay with him. I'm sure it will be because they don't take a huge amount of looking after. And then when... That's Cookie in the background.
I think he disagrees.
He's agreeing. Yeah, do you disagree? Do you take a lot of looking after? Do you?
He's hard work.
Yeah.
He's hard work, he is.
Bless him. he's playing with his toy in there. When I go back up, Kate's going to come back up with me for a few days, which would be nice. So, I just thought I'd send a quick boo and say hello and tell you all what's been happening, really. So I've had to say to my mum, oh, do you mind if I don't come up this weekend? No, she was lovely. She said, no, she said, you sort yourself out, that's absolutely fine. Also, it's been quite a hectic few days, and me and Kate haven't had a huge amount of time to just sit and chill out and stuff. So I thought if I stay an extra week, we can at least, you know, we can at least hopefully have a couple of days where we don't do anything or go anywhere.
Yeah, nice, won't it?
Yeah, it will be nice. And we can do some more cooking and stuff. And
yeah.
I think we're going to try and do some baking and things. Yeah, that'd be really nice.
And see some people.
And see some people, yeah.
At some point.
Yeah. So we might do another boo this evening if I've been to see this house. So I think we're going to possibly just have a takeaway because we're not going to really be bothered to cook when we get back. So, I'm just waiting for confirmation on that one. So I hope everyone else is okay. I hope you're staying dry and warm. And we will speak to you all soon.